Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello again, it's Jess on Fat Mascara. So Jen's still not here, but she is gallivanting with her new husband all over the Northeast right now. And I am here alone in the studio, but not for long. I have to tell you, I am absolutely tickled pink. I am joined by the one, the only, the elegant Elizabeth Hurley, and she's also just really fun and cool, down to earth too. So please join me for this mini episode and then stay tuned at the end for my raise a wand. Thanks so much for joining. Jen will be back soon. I am here with Elizabeth Hurley, the global ambassador of the Estee Lauder Company's breast cancer campaign. That's a mouthful. But in addition to being the global ambassador, she's an actor, a model, a swimwear designer, a farmer, we're going to get to that, and a mother. And since signing on as Estee Lauder spokesmodel in 1995, she has embodied the late Evelyn H. Lauder's passion for speaking openly about breast health and raising funds globally to find a cure. Elizabeth, you do it all. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be with you.
I'm so happy you're here. So how did you become a BCA ambassador? And like, why did this organization pull you towards it?
Well, when I was hired by Estee Lauder back in 95 to be their model, it's very different in the world of beauty then. I was the only model they had and I shot every single campaign. Nowadays, you know, people have tons of girls working for them doing lots of different products. Right then, it was just me doing everything. And right at the beginning, when we were shooting some of our very early campaigns, Evelyn Lauder, who was Estee Lauder's daughter-in-law, came to me and said, you know, we've just started a new campaign. It's called the Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign. And I've also started a foundation, which is separate from Estée Lauder, to raise money, funds, and awareness for breast cancer. And she asked me if I'd help her right back then. And I said, yeah, of course I will. And she told me a bit more about it. And she said, you know, I wanted to do this because women all over the world are dying of breast mm-hmm. cancer and no one's talking about it. And it, you know, it seemed really very relevant to me at the time because I'd recently lost my grandmother to breast cancer. Mm. And
Did Evelyn know that?
Evelyn did not know it at that stage. And I said to her straight away, my grandmother just died of breast cancer. And we didn't talk about it. And we didn't know anything about breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I said, I still don't really know anything about it.
You mean, you said you didn't talk about it. You mean your family or?
Hardly at all. It was like, it was mm-hmm. almost a taboo subject. My grandmother was uncomfortable talking about it. She'd found her own lump and hadn't told anyone for a few years because she was scared and embarrassed and didn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Everything my grandmother did is exactly what Evelyn Lauder wanted to change, and she has.
By bringing that awareness,
by co-inventing the pink ribbon, by encouraging people to talk about breast cancer, to raise, you know, a phenomenal amount of money for research into breast cancer. You know, over those years, it's just such a different world that we live in today. Yeah. Because, you know, I remember when I was a teenager and growing up, there wasn't a pink ribbon, and I didn't know anything about breast cancer. No one had ever mentioned it to me. And it's not the case now. Every girl in America is told about breast cancer.
It's interesting, you know, the fact that you're saying, you know, you didn't even know really what it was and it wasn't spoken about. Do you think, and this may sound like a really silly question, but because it has the word breast in it or because it's so close to, you know, women's health, which honestly, you know, we're still wrapping our heads around that. So do you think that it was about that cancer specifically, or do you think it was just about we don't talk about when someone has cancer? They called it the C word.
Well, I think back when I was growing up, we definitely didn't really talk about cancer out mm-hmm. loud at all.
Yeah.
People sort of muttered cancer. And I think, yeah, very possibly breast cancer was the most frightening one of all for people.
Sure.
So, which meant we knew so much less about it because it wasn't discussed.
So Evelyn Lauder, you know, we've had, you know, Aaron on the show, John Dempsey. We've had a lot of Lauderites on the show. But, you know, I was never lucky enough to meet Evelyn. Can you tell us a little bit about what she was like?
Evelyn was fabulous. She really was a wonderful woman. When I was flown to New York to audition for my job at Estée Lauder at the end of 1994, we did some photographs with Albert Watson. And then I met Leonard, Evelyn and Aaron for tea at the St. Regis.
And seems quite intimidating.
It was interesting. I was in a panic, of course. And Evelyn was just so enchanting. She took out of her bag this little sample pot of a fragrance, which didn't have a label or anything. She said, this is the fragrance we're working on right now, because she was always one of the noses. Mm, she was mm-hmm. very good at fragrance. And she gave me this tiny little sample pot, which I've still got today, and it was Pleasures, which was the first fragrance that I shot and launched.
You were rolling around with the puppies in like
in
a
pink.
Sweater. Yeah, in a pink sweater.
My mother's favorite ad ever. Yeah.
And what was your favorite ad that you did with Estee Lauder?
Oh, gosh, there were so many. Because as I said, we used to do all of it, every makeup, every mm-hmm. skin line, and every fragrance. Well, it was always sweet shooting our fragrance beautiful, because it was always a wedding dress mm-hmm, with mm-hmm. page boys and bridesmaids. Pleasures was sweet. There was an awful lot of pink and a lot of puppies. But we did some fabulous skin creams and we just did beautiful stuff.
I remember the one of you with in the rain.
Oh, in the rain. That's a black
like a
and white one.
Yeah, I like the black and white ones.
That
I was obsessed
Albert Watson.
With beauty.
That's the
and
only
I had
ones.
You know, I don't mean to sound creepy, but a lot of, you know, the tears, you know, on my
really?
Walls. Yeah, and
oh,
so
sweet.
I grew up looking at you, you
oh,
know?
Oh, sweet. Well, that's very sweet of you.
So, okay, so then you became a model at 29 and, you know, that's, you know, you were like established, you were doing things, you were acting, I'm sure, right? And then you became the model. What was that transition like? Was it natural for you or was it like, oh, this is kind of a laugh?
Well, it was interesting because, you know, I'd been acting since I was in my early 20s. And I'd never done a day's modeling in my life. Mm-hmm. When I suddenly got a call saying, Estée Lauder would like to fly you to New York to test you. And I was like, what? I really had hardly ever been photographed before. So it was a big shock to the system. And I didn't really know what I was doing because I just hadn't done it. You know, I'd mm-hmm. had a few photo shoots for a few sort of, you know, not very grand movies and television things, but nothing like this with the best photographers in the world and the best hair and makeup and me not really knowing what I was doing or how to stand or how to do anything. So I had to learn on my feet. Mm-hmm. So that was, it was a little strange. And, you know, to date, the only modeling job I've ever really done is Estee Lauder. And, you know, I've had a few little campaigns, for, well, actually quite nice campaigns for other people, but it's never, I was never really a model. I've never done runway and I've never gone to a casting or anything.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you, okay, now fast forward a little bit, you really don't look much different than you looked when you were on my wall. I'm just, and I'm not blowing smoke. I mean, you look fantastic. What are some of your secrets?
Well, to be honest, I think being in my 24th year now of working for Estee Lauder means that I have had great product and I've had a lot of it free. And it's been sent to me.
That
so,
helps.
So I do have...
That's A&R.
Well, I've had an arsenal. Well, funnily enough, Advanced Night Repair was one of the very first products I was ever given when I first joined the company. And they have this wonderful French scientist, I guess he'd be, who came up with this serum, and he gave me a bottle of that, and he said, this is the best serum you'll ever find. Use it twice a day.
Twice a day, even though it says night?
Yeah, that's just one of the things. It does say night repair, but you do use it twice a day.
It's safe and to always use have. When you wake up?
it's essential. So I think having had, you know, great product and used a lot of it from an early age definitely helped, for sure.
I think it's very funny, you know, when I got your bio, and I just wanted to make sure I was ticking all the boxes. And I was just stopped in my tracks with farmer.
Yes.
What are you farming? What are you sowing? Are you planting?
Well, when I had my son, who's just turned 17, at the time I lived in London, even though I spent most of my time in LA and New York, I really wanted to give him a gentle upbringing. Yeah. I didn't want him to have a city upbringing, and I didn't want him to be living out of a suitcase like I had for years and years and years. And I loved it, by the way, but it was time to change. So I bought a farm in the country, in Gloucestershire, and it was a small farm, 400 acres, and I turned it organic and we farmed it. And my then husband, Arun, and I moved full-time to the country to raise Damien, my son. And we had cows, we had pigs, we had sheep, and we had a little bit of arable. And we were pretty hands-on because I took some time off acting when at that time. So I was still working for Estee Lauder and I was still doing small jobs, but I didn't want to be in Nova Scotia for 6 months.
Sure.
Because it was just too difficult.
When you say you were like active, what I can't picture you on, you know, I kind of, you're like an English
I'm
girl.
Very active.
So like what's something you would do that we as like the public would not know? Were you like milking your cow?
We didn't have dairy, but I birthed lambs. I remember one particular
time. That must have been kind of spectacular.
Well, it was a bit frightening, actually, because I'd watched the shepherds do it before. But I was walking through a field one day, actually showing off. I had a friend with me, and I was saying, yes, this is my land, and these are my sheep. And he went, Elizabeth, that one doesn't look very happy, because it was lambing time. And there was one poor
lambing
sheep
time.
lying on the grass, obviously not going well, her birth. And to my horror, I realized I had to birth that sheep. So it had a lamb. You have to do a little more than that. It wasn't out at all. So we didn't, and you know, the shepherds sometimes they have elbow length gloves. We had nothing.
That was my next question.
I didn't have anything. So all I could do was roll up my sleeve and I got the lamb out. And then I'd watched on a television program how they used a little bit of straw to tickle its nose to make it breathe. And you clean the mucus and it breathed, and we put it by its mummy, and its mummy licked it, and it lived. It was very sweet.
Oh,
but
my
otherwise,
God.
Otherwise, the sheep and the lamb would definitely have died. So I was pretty hands-on. And there was a time also where we got liver fluke in our cattle, which was really awful because it meant they all calved too early, and it was actually a horrible time. And at some stage, we used to... So if the calves were really struggling, we'd bring them into our laundry room, and we'd wrap them in the equivalent, really, of silver foil and use our hairdryer to warm them up. And we used to do that with a lot of the lambs, too. If sometimes we'd have a really late spell and they'd lamb when it was snowing, the lambs couldn't really survive. So we'd have them all inside. So at some stage,
all
we had
the lambs went into your...
We had a lot at some stage.
It's like your beautiful, like, country house.
Yeah, in the laundry room, packed
that's
full of lambs.
That's hilarious. Okay, going back, I'm kind of hopping all over the place, but I remember reading an article about you when... I guess your star first rose in the U.S. and there was a little inset picture. It was kind of like, you know, who is Elizabeth Hurley? And there was this great little photo and you had very like punk makeup. Was that your style?
It wasn't as a teenager.
Yeah, as a teenager. No, not like, you know, not face of Estee Lauder with like a mohawk. But no, it was kind of like they were like digging deep into little bits of your past. And I was like, I love this woman. She's so awesome.
Yeah, that was teenage style. You know, I grew up in the suburbs and that's what we did then. We had spiky hair and dyed hair and, you know, earrings everywhere. And we thought we were really cool. Early 80s.
And then you also have a swim line.
Yes.
And I have to say, I have like a belly full of paella right now. So the idea of like me even getting into one of these things is like, it's gorgeous swimwear. There are some nice one pieces and caftani things. But how do you, like, you take photos of yourself in these, you know, amazing bikinis. Like, how do you stay in shape?
Well.
Besides running after lambs and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of that. Well, first of all, I have to say, obviously, you know, I'm over 50 and every photograph you see of me is taken in the most flattering light we can find.
So, it's the light.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, it's the light.
Huge amount of the light.
She admitted it. She looks nothing like that.
Of course it's the light. You know, I like a little backlight. I like a little soft light. None of my photographs are taken at midday standing with the sun full on, I can assure you. So, you know, and a lot of people always say, how can I take a more flattering photograph? And we always say, it's the light. You've got to look at the light and you've got to really look at the lens. You've got to really look properly when you're watching and maybe bounce some light back up, but be backlit, obviously, unless you're 17 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you for being nice about them. I mean, I enjoy taking the pictures and, you know, it is part of my business. But no, we're sensitive and take careful pictures.
Why did you decide to start the swimmer line?
Well, I mean, why indeed? It's such an odd part of fashion. It was because I just had my son and I just made the decision that I wasn't going to keep filming and I wanted to wait until he was about 8 until I started going away again a lot. And that's exactly what I did in the end. But I wanted something else to do. So as well as working for Estee Lauder and a few other smaller commitments, I thought I'd really love to start a business and have it as my own, something which I can do on my own time, only do short trips. And once I put him to bed at night, I can hit it and go for it.
Yeah.
So that's really why I started it. And I remember I was on a boat with a friend talking about what sort of business I wanted to do. We were complaining about packing for our vacation. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll do that then, because we couldn't find anything we liked. We couldn't find any bikinis we liked. So that's why I rather randomly chose bikinis.
And do you like have any kind of beach style? Like, what's your ultimate kind of like summery beachy look? It's so
beach
thick and hot.
Coming
out right
up. I know. Well, obviously I have thousands of pieces of beachwear at my disposal at any time. However, I do tend to take the same pieces all the time. So sometimes I have to analyze when I'm doing a new collection, what is it about those particular pieces, which means I personally take them back again and again and again. So I think for every girl, you have to find the bikini that really, really suits you, because they're all very different.
Or one piece.
Oh, I love one pieces. I wear
one-shouldered one that you have that I love.
I've got a great one-shouldered one with the craftiest cutout you've ever seen, because it doesn't show any of your stomach. But it looks like it's cutting out a lot, and it only really shows the side of your rib cage.
It makes me feel like I'm sexy and with most it, even though like I'm just
too.
I just want to put a miracle suit on and like
me
a caftan.
Too.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that's a dynamite suit for looking like a sexy cutout without actually showing anything. Yeah. To me, I always color tone when I go on vacation because I have got so much to choose. And the thing is, I normally always want to take white. Mm-hmm. I like to take white, so I sort of build everything up around that. And then, you know, you've always got your favorite cheesecloth shirt that's got really soft that you know you want to snuggle into. You've got the bikini that just really suits you. You know, I like string bikinis, but some people like, you know, underwire, or they like some help there, or they have some padding. Some people suit wider bottoms. You know, some people like the 50s bottoms coming up to the waist.
Yeah.
I look terrible in those. You've just got to find a suit that really, really suits your body. And you have to find a brand like mine, I think, that sells different sizes, because we sell different sizes. And on our internet, almost nobody buys medium.
Yeah.
They're going to buy medium large, or they're going to buy small large, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to choose it and you've got to try them on.
And makeup at the beach, yes or no?
I always put a little makeup on.
Like what?
Well, I put on my sunblock religiously, which I've been really good about doing. Then I'll normally put on some waterproof mascara. I might smudge a little bit of something under my eyes and lip gloss. And then I will probably put on a little bit of a cream blush. I've got a Bobbi Brown cream blush, which I love, which, you know, I'm not going to put powder on outside, but I like a little
something.
Yeah.
And then what's like a great beauty tip that you learned, like being on set or, you know, doing so much work with Estee Lauder? Is there something that you always do?
Yes, I put eye creams and moisturizers on over my makeup throughout the day. So I'm always putting it on. And certainly as I've got older and your skin gets drier and there's more air conditioning, more heat, more everything. So I find if you put your makeup on in the morning and then you can just have a little pot of eye cream and you just dab it on.
Yeah.
Not rub it in hugely, obviously, and rub your makeup off. But I think just adding little bits, adding some moisture
just
all day long.
Just keep adding moisture. I know, I look crusty by like 3 p.m.
Yeah, you just add it on. Then if you want to put a little more foundation over the top, I guess you can, which I don't normally bother. But yeah, I think it's just you just have to keep adding. You have to drink water. You've got to put on hand cream and you've got to dab on cream.
Do you have any like nutrition advice? I mean, you look good.
Well,
Exercises or something that
you do? Well, I'm a firm believer in eating well 3 times a day and not eating anything in between meals.
Oh, no snacking.
Snacking. And for your digestion.
I didn't know if I should bring you little snacks, so I'm glad that you wouldn't have eaten them anyway.
No, because Aaron and I just ate a very hearty lunch after this fantastic meeting we just had. We just did a presentation to a lot of the Estee Lauder employees where we had Dr. Larry Norton, who's head of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. We had one of our research scientists. We had the head of the BCRF, the foundation, and me. And we just had a little talk. And listening to the scientists talk, it's just fascinating. I mean, you couldn't hear a pin drop. It was amazing.
Well, we're going to talk more about everything you learned in October. I know you're coming back.
I'm coming back. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Elizabeth. You're one of our few like guests that we get twice a year. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Flattered.
Okay. What do people get wrong about you? It's so weird because you must meet people that – it's funny. I saw you and I was like, oh, like I know you. I know that like as a celebrity, it must be so odd that people think they know who you are.
Well, I think when you were surprised by saying, I can't believe you actually do anything on your farm, I think that's probably that's probably the biggest misconception. It makes my family laugh a lot because I'm very – they laugh because I'll walk down to breakfast holding my hedge trimmer, which I'm about to go outside and cut a hedge. I'm very, very, very hands-on and practical. I do a lot, an awful lot. And you know what? If it's busy in the office, I'll go and help ship the bikinis too if I'm not doing anything else. I mean, I like stuff like that. I like
being busy.
So you
like to work. You like to get
I love
stuck
to work.
Things.
I like manual labor. I love being outside in my garden. It's my favorite thing.
Did you grow up, doing things like that? Like, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a mixture of the country and the suburbs, and I didn't move to the city until I was 18 and went to college. Yes, I got the gardening bug quite early. Not when I was living at home, actually, when you were told to go outside and do some weeding.
Yeah, it's not
you
fun.
You were like, no thanks.
Yeah.
But the minute I moved to London, I had a tiny roof terrace the size of this table. And I started planting there and I just fell in love with it. I love it. So, yeah, quite practical. And I've always been able to do handy stuff in the house.
And then I can't let you leave here. I know you've got to jump on a plane. But I have to know, what products do you use daily?
Products daily.
Let's do hair, let's do face, and let's do like fragrance.
Okay, well, face is easier because I don't really use much hair product. Face, I will use a cleansing wipe. I use a MAC cleansing wipe first thing in the morning, and then I'll use Advanced Night Repair.
Okay.
And I will use quite a lot of moisturizer, and I'll dab on some eye cream. And then I do pretty much a full makeup every day, but I can do it pretty fast. Like it takes me 4 minutes. But in that 4 minutes, I will have put on, I use a MAC stick foundation, which I'll put on. I'll use a Bobbi Brown cream blush. I'll do mascara. I'll do an eye pencil and I'll put some lip gloss on quite fast.
What eye pencil is that? You always have like a nice kind of like smoky eye. Yes. It's like a soft smoky. I try to do this and it never works.
I like soft smoky. I like smoky eyes and pale lips. Well, I use Estee Lauder black pencil, which I'll put on and then I'll smudge it on. There's a Bobbi Brown
The smudge brush?
Yeah, the smudge brush.
Okay.
Which is the best.
Yeah.
I love it. So I'll smudge all that on. And then in the daytime, I might just put a little bit of brown shadow on just to make the eyes pop a little bit.
Like, so in the morning, you're not necessarily doing the shadow. You're just doing the...
I'll just smudge on the eye pencil and mascara. Okay. And then I've got Tom Ford's brow pencil, which is fantastic.
That kind of like, it's like angled?
It's angled.
Yeah.
And it's got a brush the other side of it, which is great.
Mascara top and bottom lashes or just top? These are really
both.
Deep thoughts here on fat mascara.
Oh, of course. Yeah, both. I use one called Sumptuous by Estee Lauder, which is a big gold, thick, fat one.
Okay.
And I like it. There's a million mascaras, but I like the ones with fibers in it, which make them long.
Oh, and then, okay, so the hair, you don't do much.
But not much.
You must do something, right?
If it's a day where I'm around the house, I put it in a ponytail.
Okay.
Every day.
And fragrance?
Well, to be honest, my favorite fragrance of all is still Pleasures. Which is the one I launched that Evelyn gave me the little sample of.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've got one in my bag just a second, which is, it's Cashmere Mist, which is a very pretty little one, which someone literally just gave it to me. So that's in my bag.
That's a classic.
Oh, it's really pretty.
You stick with the classics. I like it.
Yeah, I do.
And I have to ask you, what was your favorite role you've ever played? Or one that you just like, it, you know, you hold dear.
Well, my favorite movie I think I've ever in has to be Austin Powers.
Yes! I didn't know if I was allowed to bring it up.
Yes, of course you are. It's so joyful. It's just a happy, happy, joyful movie.
It's amazing.
And it's a classic. You can still watch it now.
I have like the collector's DVD. It's one of my top five like favorite movies. Like I like comedies, like Zoolander, Overboard, Austin Powers. That's like the trinity.
Well, Mike Myers is one of the funniest men on
he's
earth.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Have you spoken to him?
I bumped into him a year or two ago, but no.
So funny.
But he's brilliant, and
yeah,
I love
him.
He's
great. And you're going to be in a movie soon, or you're going to be...
It's a TV show. It's one of the Marvel TV shows. I'm flying to LA today to start it.
Okay, well, we better wrap this up. We got to get you to LA.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. We'll see you in October.
You bet. Thanks.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove Superpower Shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good, whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence. Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs, one day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day, and we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
It's time to raise a wand. So this week, I'm raising a wand, say that three times quickly, to a brand that I love, Bastide. You guys may remember we had Frederick Kai and his gorgeous wife, the co-founder Shireen Von Wolfen. I love saying that. It sounds so like fairy tale. Shireen Von Wolfen. Probably not saying it totally correctly. I love you, Shireen. But they have this gorgeous brand of products all inspired and really crafted in Provence. And it's summer. I'm kind of letting the air into my apartment, letting the light in. I don't have a vacation to Provence in the docket. Fakai, Von Wolfen, if you want to invite me, that's fine. But the products really kind of up the ante in terms of like, you know, just making your home feel beautiful and making like your whole life feel a lot more chic than it really is. So I am craving their hand and body lotion. I like it in amber. It has this beautiful, warm kind of skin smell. If you put it on, it doesn't really compete with your fragrance too much. And also anyone else, I am, you know, definitely at a time in my life where I understand why my mother always had hand cream in her bag by her, you know, the end table, by her bedside table. I thought, how could someone need hand cream that much? Why are your hands so dry? I understand. So I love this. It's hand and body lotion, has a pump. You don't have to dig your paw into it. It's all good. So thank you so much, Bastide, for giving my life a little glamour and keeping my hands super baby soft.
Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social, @fatmascara, shoot us a DM. And we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
5.
5, please.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.